Welcome to the EDUCAUSE Review Online Podcast.
Hello, this is John Bucher. I'm joined for a conversation today with Interim Chief Information Officer for the Massachusetts College of Art and Design, Matthew Burfind. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
How has collaboration helped your institution do more with less?
Well, a really concrete example, I think, is the collaboration that we did between two small colleges in Boston, Massachusetts College of Art and Design and Emmanuel College, implementing a shared co-location facility. We both recognized a similar need at the same time, which was to increase the reliability and stability of our core services while trying to reduce our costs associated with the physical plant of those services. We were able to act on it, really thanks in large part to a consortium that we belong to, the Colleges of the Fenway. The co-location facility is a single cage shared with dedicated access for each of us, dedicated racks. It's a redundant network, but segregated, so no traffic actually carries on each of our own, on the other colleges' networks. There's a circuit from each campus to the facility, plus a third circuit that was provided by COFAN, which is the Colleges of the Fenway network, again, the consortium to which we all belong. So it gives us redundancy, it gives us load balancing, it gives us much better service than we were able to have.
How long have you had this in place?
It was put in place last summer, last August.
Just you and one other institution?
It's two colleges at the moment, yeah.
Okay.
We're thinking about expanding that, maybe involving a third college. We have extra space in our racks, so there'd be no additional cost for us, really.
The way you've quickly described it, it sounds like it was pretty successful pretty quickly.
It was. It was a lot of work to get done.
Uh-huh.
Huge amount of preparation.
Technical preparation?
Okay. and operational.
Mm-hmm.
It really forced us to get our acts together in a lot of ways, I think, that we hadn't had to in the past. Having the luxury of having your data center right outside our office allowed us probably to be a little bit sloppier than we probably should.
So this is a co-located, basically a data center for you and for this other campus.
Exactly.
And that campus is what?
Emmanuel College.
How far away are your campuses?
About two blocks.
Okay, and the co-location is where?
It's in Waltham, which is just outside of Boston.
What were some of the hurdles besides just a lot of work? Did you have to convince anybody to do this?
Well, it was some convincing at the executive level, mm-hmm. but I think for us the benefits were clear. The long-term operational costs to the college will be going down dramatically. The rental cost, essentially, of this space, which is, as you know, would imagine, a secure facility with clean power and much better AC than we could ever provide, is less than we were paying for the climate control in our existing space.
Was that one of the driving factors?
It was.
Okay.
It was, but not the only one.
Uh-huh.
Certainly for us, the stability and reliability of the facility is huge. We've had zero downtime in the year that we've been there, compared to numerous power outages and other issues on campus during that same time.
Why do you think so many professionals talk about collaboration but still find it difficult to actually create a valuable collaboration? How would you answer that?
Well, I think the biggest roadblock is inertia.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that
mm-hmm.
you're probably comfortable doing things the way that you are.
Right.
The fact that if there's no precedent for it, people don't necessarily want to be the first to cross that bridge. People don't want to change. As much as we like to pretend that we're change agents, I think a lot of people don't actually like to change.
And the inertia keeps them right where they are.
Exactly. Exactly.
What about the other colleges in the, what do you call it, the Fenway?
Colleges of the Fenway.
Colleges of the Fenway. How many schools are in that?
There are six colleges.
Are they all about the same size? Or some?
Roughly. It's Wentworth Institute of Technology, Mass Art, Simmons, Emmanuel, Wheelock, and Mass College of Pharmacy. So it's a number of different types of organizations. We're a little bit different because we're actually a state school. Mass Art is part of the state university system.
So and yet you're part of the Fenway.
We are. So we're the only public college. So obviously we have additional issues around being a state college the other colleges mm-hmm. don't face as private schools.
Well, you've got some interesting situations there,
especially
with regards to collaboration and the fact that you're a state institution. It necessarily forces you to look at things from a different perspective.
Very different, very different. There are lots of collaborations at the state level. We have a centralized payroll system, for instance. So, of course, our HR office uses that. They actually consider that their system of record, which causes all sorts of other problems on campus, especially dealing with identities and
sure.
identity management. They don't
sure.
use colleague.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that? That causes some challenges.
Turning to the subject of administrative computing, some have suggested that the strategic value of administrative systems is in the application of analytics to those data in order to track and optimize institutional performance. What question would you most like to apply analytics to in your administrative role in your for your administrative data?
I think that there's a real balance between the strategic and the tactical when you're thinking about administrative systems. Administrative systems exist to perform a function, and if they don't perform that function well, then you can't really get to the next step, which is thinking strategically or working strategically off the data that your system provides. Mm-hmm. So for me, the first priority is always get your house in order, get your systems working the way they're supposed to.
Once you've done the bills and register the students.
Exactly, and make sure that you really understand all the functionality that your system provides, mm-hmm. make sure that your staff are trained to use it appropriately. Once you've done that, you can really reap the benefits of that data and understand what that data is telling you. There are loads of possibilities. I think for us, being an art school, an art and design school, you might think that our market is very clearly defined and that we shouldn't necessarily have trouble finding the students that we need in that particular area. But of course, there's lots of competition. Every school can benefit from understanding how the market is changing, how the trends are changing, what students are looking for, what programs will be successful in the future, what programs have not been successful in the past. I think it's very important. We constantly have to change how we're doing business to match the market needs and what our students are expecting.
What do you see as the most exciting trend in ERP systems, other administrative systems?
I think there's an interesting question, too. I think maybe this isn't the most exciting thing, but there's a huge trend in consolidation of vendors. You see it certainly in ERPs. You see it in lots of industries. And I think the general approach is to say this is bad, right? But to my mind, I think you have to think about it a little bit more carefully. One of the things that we see having a smaller selection of large vendors available to us is certainly makes it easier to understand what's available to you. It's a less confusing marketplace. It's less challenging to if you're going out and looking for a system that does X, Y, or Z, your choices are relatively clear. I think that also having a large community of users, a larger community of users, all on common platforms, ultimately does help people. It helps each of us because there are more people we can call on to help and understand our systems better.
What platform do you run at your institution?
We use Colleague, uh-huh. Ellucian's Colleague system.
And you've had that for quite a while?
Quite a while. We've had it since the early 80s.
Well, we're a banner site, so we're Ellucian relatives of sorts.
Yeah. There are lots of us out there.
What do you find challenging in your role as an interim CIO? I mean, obviously, you're getting things done. You're pulling off this collaboration. Is there any kind of special hurdles that you have in that role? And what do you expect? What do you expect in the future? What kind of things can you not get done as an interim?
Well, as an interim, there's certainly a question of how long you're planning for, what your decisions will affect.
Right.
I've been interim for a couple of months now. I was brought to MassArt as a deputy CIO a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. So I've been at MassArt for a year and a half. So I know the environment, I know the people, which was a great opportunity for me to step into. Who knows what the future will lie, whether I'll stay move into the full CIO role or stay in interim or move back to deputy role at some point. But the question really is how trusting can the users be in decisions that I make based on a perceived lack of longevity? Now, again, I'm helped by the fact that I've been at MassArt all along, and I know the way business is done.
Well, we're changing gears here, talking about professional development, but clearly there's a lot of things to think about when you're in that interim role.
Right.
What do you want next for yourself? What do you want mm-hmm. next for the institution? Mm-hmm. What are some of the progressive moves and maybe some not so progressive moves that you make?
Mm-hmm.
It does cause one to have to think a little bit more about the decisions. But certainly with your co-location project, that was a pretty big step forward.
It was.
And a very good one.
It was huge for us. We've done a number of things in the last year that I think have really helped move us forward. We moved to Google Apps, which was a huge culture shift for the whole organization, students, mm-hmm. faculty, and staff.
Was that a clean move or was it challenging?
It was relatively clean. There are some mm-hmm. challenges that we're still cleaning up. Mostly having to do with our identity management system and the relationship between Active Directory and Colleague and Google managing. But they're relatively small problems. And overall, the experience was a huge success. Students love it. Staff and faculty, for the most part, love it. We've just found it to be a huge boon for productivity. It's a lot easier to support. When there's downtime, which is relatively minimal, we can kind of wash our hands of it and let people know.
Yes,
things are back up, they're back
up. Well, I really appreciate your time today, and have a great conference.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it.